Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters in Pearl wants to help you determine who to use when you are seeking roof repair or work on your gutters. You need to choose a qualified, certified company that has a local brick and mortar building, a company that has been in business for longer than 2 years, and offers a warranty. Complete Exteriors has a 4.9 Google review and has been in business for over 16 years, approaching 17 at this point. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters can provide you with a professional and honest look at your roof and gutters. Complete Exteriors, quality without compromise. When you want someone you can trust, contact CompleteExteriorsMS.com. And don't forget, man, they got their Roofs for Troops rebate program. If you are active or retired military, you can get a $250 rebate on a new roofing system from Complete Exteriors. Check them out, CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Okay, I'm joined in studio by my friend and local police chief from Richland, Mississippi, Mr. Nick McClendon. Nick is here to promote the National Night Out event there in Richland tonight. And we're also going to discuss some local law enforcement stuff and some statewide law enforcement stuff and just the perception of law enforcement in general. And as we go here, the phone lines will be open. If you want to call in, ask Nick a question, make a comment, put in your two cents, anything like that. 601-879-0002 is the Mack Hike of Flowood phone line. Or you can text a question in to the Guns and Gear text line at 769-241-1944. And that may be the way to go today in the sake of time and whatnot. All right, Nick. Pursuits. That's been a very hot topic around here lately.
Absolutely.
And per usual, post 2016, 2015, it's depends on what political side of the party you're on. It seems to be where people fall on these things. And that's that I hate that. That's not fair to anybody. And our buddy Jake Windham made the comment after that most recent pursuit that it's not fair for the citizens of Pearl and it's not fair for the citizens of Jackson for people to know they can just run back to Jackson. And man, I told you I stood up and yelled when he said that. I was like, amen. Finally, somebody said it's not fair for the citizens of Jackson either. Of course, it's not your job to defend Jackson. That's not who you're not the police chief of Jackson. But there are a lot of good folks there, and you know that's where Jackson has a very soft spot in my heart. But we have to be accepting of these pursuits and understand that, like you said earlier, when you have to use force, it's never pretty.
Right.
And this is just another version of having to use force to stop a criminal.
Right. Yeah. I mean, pursuits are you always got to weigh the risk versus reward of capturing the individual. When you're involved in a high-speed chase, especially this crossing jurisdictional lines, where a lot of the times you don't have the support across that river that you have in Rankin or Madison County. So you just, you know, but it's not fair for our citizens. Our citizens expect the Richland Police Department, and Pearl's the same way, our citizens, our businesses expect us to enforce the law and keep them safe. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm doing as a police chief. If you come to Richland and you victimize our citizens or you victimize our businesses, we're going to apprehend you and we're going to hold you accountable for your actions.
No, absolutely. So Stoats comes out and says that he wants the city of Jackson to sue the state of Mississippi in federal court on violation of 14th Amendment stuff.
Right.
Does that even make any sense?
Now, the 14th Amendment deals with due process. Your hot pursuit or your fresh pursuit, doctrine comes out of the Fourth Amendment, the exception to a warrant requirement. It gives us the leeway to pursue across jurisdictional lines. And I've actually been involved in pursuits that's gone all the way to Vicksburg and into Louisiana where the suspect was apprehended. Pursuits, they're inherently dangerous. The first pursuit I got into in 2014, an innocent person was struck and killed, and I still remember that vividly to this day. No officer in this country wants to be involved in a pursuit where an innocent person is killed. But, it's one of the things with the job. Much like walking up to a car in the middle of the night and a guy pulling a gun on you, you never want to take somebody's life or be involved in a situation like that. But our training dictates what actions we take.
All right, we got a call here on the Mack Hike of Flowood phone line. We got Derek on the line. Hey, Derek, you're on there.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, listen, this is what people don't seem to understand about the whole Pearl incident. it's not like he did a pit maneuver and pushed the guy into the mail truck. So I really wish they would quit this whole blaming Pearl PD nonsense, because he didn't do any of those things. And we have certain techniques and certain protocol we have to follow when a policeman does a chase. He has to stay so many feet away from the vehicle. One, that's to protect him and allow him to maneuver if the vehicle makes any sudden type of moves or, like, all of a sudden sharp turns. So it's not like he did a pin maneuver and pushed the car into, you know, the mailbox. So how are you saying you're going to sue them for him being responsible and he wasn't?
Yeah, I think what Stokes is referring, he's going to sue the state of Mississippi to try to get the hot pursuit, the fresh pursuit law changed in the state of Mississippi, which I doubt very seriously the state of Mississippi is going to be more restrictive on law enforcement than the Supreme Court. Where I lie with this is, let's not handcuff police in doing their job. Let's handcuff these violent offenders and hold them accountable for their actions.
Well, they've already done that with this anti-police rhetoric and defund the police and all this type of stuff. What more do they want? But to go along with your point, Mr. Mayor, you were talking about the Fourth Amendment.
Hey, Derek. Nick's the police chief of Richland, not the mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sir, my apologies.
That's fine.
Chief, to go along with what you were saying about the Fourth Amendment, now, if they was to go up there and somehow sway a court to end high pursuit, that also includes when you're chasing a suspect on foot and you see them go into a dwelling or a building, that's what allows you to go in after them, because you physically, in the moment of chase, they went into a structure and you're allowed to go in there without a warrant as well. That would undermine that too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it all falls under the same doctrine of the Fourth Amendment, the exceptions. You know, that's where it came from, is chasing suspects in the houses. That's where it initially started, and it evolved into police pursuits. I mean, it's the same situation. One's in a vehicle, one's on foot. But I've seen recently some of this anti-police rhetoric get played so far, so much that for misdemeanor violations, I think it's in Chicago, they're not even able to engage in a foot pursuit with a suspect that flees from them.
In all my 20-plus years of law enforcement, I've never seen it as bad as it is right now. But my dad used to make a saying, because he's a retired police chief, and I just wanted to tell it to you as a fellow brother in arms. My dad said, at the end of the day, police, as far as police is concerned, we are all we got. And that was his biggest saying, you know, is we are all we got. Police have to come together, because we can't expect the government or city leaders to do it.
All right. Well, we hold the line between chaos and civility. So we have to change the narrative the best way we can.
You're right, my friend. And through chaos comes order.
That's right.
Y'all have a good day.
Yes,
hey, Derek. Thank you, brother. Have a blessed one.
Uh-huh.
I think we got another caller queued up here. Let's take another call real quick on the Mac Hike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there with Richland Police Chief Nick McClendon. How are you doing?
Hey, Mr. Nick. Hey, Clay. I just really wanted to call and say to him that, you know, with all the crazy negative noise in the background, I want him to know that he is so appreciated. He truly is. And let me just tell you, I drive to Jackson every day to work, and the fear that hits me when I hit that county line is crazy. I get scared to even drive to work. And whenever I'm driving home and I hit Rankin County, I feel safe. And that's sad, but I'm really grateful for where I live, and I'm grateful for him.
Hey, real quick before you go, since you do drive into Jackson, I want to say this. You know, apparently JPD has issued a statement last night. Not apparently, they did. I read it. It in so many words, they're saying if you get bumped at a red light, just keep going.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going. And it's sad that I'm even fearful to – I have a weapon in my vehicle that I'm legally allowed to have, that I'm scared to even use it in that city. That is so sad to me. It's crazy. It really is. So if that's what I'm going to do, I'm going to hollowtail it to Rankin County and figure it out.
Well, look, stay safe out there, and thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you for the support.
You. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's interesting to hear a female call in and say the same exact thing. They insinuate the same thing that I said about feeling like if I had to defend myself in Hinds County, that I was going to end up becoming the defendant also.
Right.
You know, and that people shouldn't live like that. Mm. Do you think, let's circle back a little bit to the popular phrase right now, is the root cause. Are you seeing a spike in these pursuits? I just go back to this post George Floyd stuff. Are you seeing a spike in this just really, really high anxiety traffic stops like post George Floyd. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's post George Floyd. I think it's post Ferguson. And through my research, getting my master's degree, and they call it the post Ferguson era of law enforcement, which is this narrative that's been broadcast out. But I don't think that started the pursuits. We've always had police pursuits, but I think the rise in police pursuits was around 2014 with the passage of House Bill 585. Now, House Bill 585 was a disaster for law enforcement. They changed the amount of felony shoplifting from 500 to 1,000 and reduced the amount of incarceration time for convicted criminals from 85 to 25% for non-habitual offenders. As a result, shoplifting and pursuits increased as the state of Mississippi enjoyed budget relief in the name of prison reform. So I think that was an unintended consequence of releasing a bunch of individuals out of prison for serving 25% of their time. Now these guys are back on the street going to commit shopliftings. We're trying to stop them, and they're fleeing. So I think that had a big deal to increase the police pursuits with House Bill 585.
All right, we have got a couple callers on the line, but I want to ask a question real quick. One of the quick things that people love to say during these pursuits, especially when something ends in tragedy like what happened to Jackson last week, is they're chasing misdemeanors. Do the numbers bear that out when you get these people finally stopped and arrested? Obviously, the pursuit turns into a felony, so it's no longer a misdemeanor. But the initial calls, whether it had been speeding, expired tag, whatever, and these numbers may not exist, but how often when you get these people stopped, were there drugs, illegal guns, all that type of stuff in the cars?
Often. I'd say a majority of the time. You know, I've never looked at the statistics of it, but through my personal experience from 2004 on, very often we would chase somebody for, you know, shoplifting or expired tax, suspended license, whatever. And upon catching them, we learned that the vehicle was stolen or they had guns in the car and they weren't allowed to possess them or they had drugs in the car. The only ones that are consistently just running for a traffic violation are individuals on motorcycles. And we know that pretty much in law enforcement. You know, occasionally we'll get somebody that's delivering drugs on a motorcycle, they run. But they run on motorcycles because they think they can just get away easy and not have to get the ticket. But if they're in a vehicle, there's usually underlying motives of them fleeing from the police. It's just not a $120 traffic ticket.
Yeah, look, I don't want to give criminals too much credit for being extremely smart. But one thing that I know, having been a former screw-up, is I would, if I'm not doing anything wrong and there's not a chance of going to jail for longer and just getting a ticket, I'm going to just pull over. Now, I've never ran in a situation. One of the reasons I guess I can be here now. I never ran, but if somebody is stupid enough or feels in danger enough to decide to run when they see the blue lights, there's a reason they're running other than they don't want an expired tag or a speeding ticket.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been numerous times we've chased individuals, and at the time, all we knew is, hey, they ran. We don't know why. We tried to stop them for expired tag, and 2 days later we get a call, hey, they were involved in a home invasion, you know, out in Scott County. You know, that's why they ran. So just because you don't determine that night why they ran don't mean they didn't do something that night.
Yeah.
They just hadn't been
In the back of their mind, they're like, oh, no, they know I broke in the house.
Yep.
Whether you may not even know yet or not, but that's the trigger point. All right, let's take a call real quick before we got to take this break. On the Matt Clayka Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there. Hold on. We got something. Our lines are a little crossed there. Hey.
Hello? Hey,
Sylvia, you're on there.
Oh, this is Sylvia. I just said, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. How are you? Thank you for calling in. I figured you would today.
I'm doing well, too. I just wanted to tell the chief that he brought up the Michael Brown incident. When that took place, I decided, because the officer was really physically harmed and had his eye socket was almost taken, his eye was almost taken out of his eye socket through this encounter he had with him. However, when that incident took place, I said, Lord, the men and women in blue need support because our society is treating them like they're the plague. And I said, I need to do something that truly means that they are appreciated. Now, I hand out cards telling the law enforcement individuals, thank you for serving in law enforcement. And there's other things on there, too. I have a Bible verse and stuff like that. But I really appreciate law enforcement. I would not want to live anywhere where they cannot do a pursuit of someone who is breaking the law. And I do feel that Pearl Police did the right thing. I'm glad that the chief of police backed his police officers, and I'm glad that the mayor stood out and called Chuck Ways Lumumba, or however you say his name, that spineless racist, out on how he felt. Because I see people feeling, I see that when they leave these places, Rankin County or Madison County, they just go crazy, especially when they're driving. But I just want to say thank you, sir, for serving in law enforcement.
Hey, Sylvia, before you hang up, Nick, can I tell this story real quick?
Absolutely.
Nick reached out to me a couple weeks ago, and he said, what's Miss Sylvia's number? And I told him the last four digits of your number, and it ended up not being you, but they had got a voicemail or a phone call just calling them to thank them for what they do and tell them they were doing a good job and stuff. And the first person he thought it might have been was you, Miss Sylvia. It ended up being somebody different, but you were top of mind, and that is your reputation around here. So just know that.
Yeah, thank you for the support.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're going to give me the big head here, but I want y'all to know that I don't believe a police officer wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to shoot somebody today, or even say, I'm going to shoot a black person today. I believe that when law enforcement gets up in the morning, the first thing they say, pretty much, Lord, help me do this job right and help me come home this evening.
That's right. My prayer every morning is not for me to lose an officer due to violence in the streets.
Yep. Yeah, so, due to violence. We recently lost an officer, and that was just very sad. And I pray for that family, because losing anyone is difficult, but losing someone in law enforcement is just that much more difficult.
All right, Miss Sylvia.
But I do want to say thanks.
Thank you.
That's all I wanted to say.
Have a blessed one. Thank you, Miss Sylvia. Let's take one more call before we go to break here. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Now, you the police chief of Richland or Ridgeland?
Richland on 49.
Okay. Now, I got a question for you.
Yes.
This whole deal with this guy being killed, what ticks me off about it, it was a young guy with a family, and they chased him over whatever it was. Do y'all have a hard problem getting JPD, if y'all do a call ahead, to set up a roadblock or something like that to stop this?
Well, roadblocks in a pursuit are unconstitutional. It's considered deadly force because you're actually seizing them at that time. Every time we are involved in a police pursuit that enters Jackson, we notify them. They have a lot of good guys over there that are willing to help. A lot of times the leadership over there tells them we're not getting involved. So it's kind of a mixed bag. If an officer sees us, and you know, a lot of times they'll help us unbeknownst to their supervisor. But that's one of the problems we encounter. Even if you don't want to be involved in a pursuit, you can block intersections, you can slow traffic down to try to keep the community safe during one of these incidents.
Okay, one more thing and I'll let you go. Clay, I want you to do your homework on this. How many cops have came and gone since Jake Windham has been the mayor of Pearl?
I'll just ask Jake.
Do you know?
No clue.
Over 100. There are three that were there when he started.
We'll have Jake on the show soon, and we'll ask him about that. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break real quick. You're listening to the Clay Edwards Show. I'm joined in studio this morning by Nick McClendon, Richland Police Chief, and that is Richland on Highway 49, not Ridgeland. And we'll be right back on 103.3.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.